You're listening to SBS News.
Western Sydney University's pilot study of same-sex attracted and gender-diverse youth participation in sport looked into the experiences and attitudes of 13 SSAGD young people aged between 17 and 21 in New South Wales. Lead researcher Dr. Ryan Storr says it's the first in-depth study of its kind.
We wanted to look at what can be done around trying to make sport more inclusive for LGBT young people. So specifically, we asked them about what could be done, whether there was an appetite to be involved, and what some facilitators might exist to try and get them to be physically active through sport and recreation.
The study found that young SSAGD people reported largely negative experiences in sport, but that they still had a strong desire to be included. Dr. Storr says the study highlighted how discrimination against SSAGD people starts at a young age. He also believes that sport needs to put LGBTIQ plus issues on its agenda.
For many sports organisations, it's not really on their agenda and they don't have an understanding of this particular area. So it's really important with this type of research and advocacy, especially, is just to try and get it on the agenda and raise awareness so that sports, especially post-pandemic, can actually be more inclusive.
The report was written in collaboration with 2010, incorporating the Gay and Lesbian Counselling Service New South Wales. 2010 works with LGBTIQA plus people and other people of diverse genders and sexualities, providing a broad range of specialised services for people aged 12 to 25. Jane Morley is the co-executive director. Ms. Morley says she was pleased to see the study taken up by Western Sydney University.
It enables us to use the data and the information in grant applications and in our advocacy work, as well as have that evidence base and that reassurance that we can go out to the world to say that we do the work that we do for good reason.
The study found that the existing sporting culture in New South Wales is a strong deterrent to participation. It found that it was outdated, noting that participants often felt unsafe in public sporting venues, were impacted by negative media attention and debates around sexuality and gender-diverse people. The study also found that participants felt the culture of physical exercise was generally hostile towards them. Participants also identified a number of gender binary issues. These issues related to gendered sporting facilities and gendered activities, the gendered nature of sport activities in physical education classes, and a lack of effort by sporting clubs to include gender-diverse people due to rigid structures around binary gender. Ms. Morley says she often sees these issues in the community.
We, were unsurprised by the findings, and we certainly, anecdotally and in the work that we do with young people, know that that the report findings are true. We hear about this a lot firsthand.
The report makes a number of recommendations to try and make SSAGD young people feel more welcome in sport. They include calling on leadership at sporting clubs and organisations to take the lead on reducing homophobia and transphobia in sport, drafting clear policies which are enforced, ensuring appropriate facilities are available for SSAGD identifying athletes, and providing athletes with diverse uniform options, like the option of wearing shorts rather than skirts at netball. And Dr. Storr says sport has a huge role to play when it comes to inclusion, particularly as many begin to resume on the other side of the COVID-19 pandemic.
It's a really good opportunity for them to actually think about their practices and if they are inclusive, and also a really good opportunity to really be a positive thing in community regeneration.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.